From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, a judge unseals the warrant for this week's search of former President Trump's home. Legal experts react to what's been revealed.
I can't imagine any crime more serious than that the president could have committed.
Hundreds of thousands of California students are behind on their required vaccinations, and experts say it's not just because of the pandemic. Plus,
we're from the city, San Francisco, and, you know, we just got to represent for our home team.
49er fans buzzing after getting their first look at this year's squad. We have highlights from the preseason opener. Good morning. It is Saturday, August 13th. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Derek Pack.
It's been so nice out there, Devin, that we're not changing a thing. We're keeping it just like it's been for the last several days. Sunrise is coming up at about 23 minutes from now, which means it looks gorgeous out there. And our camera from the top of the Salesforce Tower is above the limited deck of clouds that have filled in just the immediate bay. It's not widespread, but we are seeing a few low clouds right in through parts of the East Bay over part of the city. It's a cool 55 in Livermore right now, but an even cooler 49 in Santa Rosa. Most other locations are right around 60. But when we look where we're going for the afternoon daytime high, there's your Saturday. Low 90s inland, mid 70s in general for much of the bay. That's exactly what you did yesterday. But we do have a more noticeable warm up in the 7-day forecast. I'll show you that coming up in a few minutes. For now, Devin, back to you.
We are getting a much clearer picture of what the FBI sees this week at former President Trump's Florida estate. KPIX's Sarah Donchi spoke with a pair of legal experts who say it is not clear, however, what's going to happen next.
The FBI sees more than 20 boxes, some of them containing top secret documents from the former president's Mar-a-Lago estate. Some legal minds we spoke to say that is as serious as it gets, but the former president and his supporters say it's all part of a partisan attack against him.
According to court papers, the FBI took handwritten notes, two photo binders, information about the president of France, and a document about the pardoning of Trump ally Roger Stone. Sources tell CBS News some of that top secret material likely included highly sensitive communication intercepts. The warrant seeks documents related to national security, a possible violation of the Espionage Act, mishandling classified information, and cites possible destruction of government property. Trump said in a statement that the documents were declassified and that he would have provided them if asked.
You can have information which lawfully you could have, but if somebody subpoenas you and you say no, or you take it, or you try and hide it, that can still amount to obstruction of justice. The classification issue is separate.
John Bolton, Trump's one-time national security advisor and now vocal critic, told CBS News.
Well, I thought he handled them carelessly. I don't think he fully appreciated the significance of the classification procedures.
But some Republicans say the search was an overreach by the DOJ.
We're very concerned of the method that was used in raiding Mar-a-Lago and the 9 hours that transpired while they were in the former president's home.
Joel Paul teaches national security law at UC Hastings and says the charges Trump faces are serious if he is ultimately indicted.
We're talking about crimes which come right up to the edge of treason against the United States government, putting in jeopardy our national security and the lives of the men and women who are responsible for intelligence gathering. I can't imagine any crime more serious than that that the president could have committed. And even the January 6th riot seems to pale in comparison to what the president did.
Sarah Donchi, KPIX 5.
The Washington Post says FBI agents were also looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons. Trump calls that report a hoax. We're learning more about an armed man who was killed after trying to breach an FBI office in Ohio. The FBI says Rick Schiffer had been on the radar for months. The agency said it had received information about him before Thursday, but says that information didn't contain a specific or credible threat. FBI agents tried to find and interview Schiffer beforehand, but were unsuccessful. Police say that he was killed after a lengthy standoff. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Los Angeles this morning after a two-day stop here in the Bay Area. She visited the Chabot Space and Science Center in her hometown of Oakland. She talked about the future of commercial spaceflight and pushed for new rules to regulate the growing industry.
We understand that we have got to update the rules because they're just simply outdated. They were written for a space industry of the last century.
Now, meanwhile, politics back on Earth could not be ignored. Governor Newsom joined Harris at the event, fueling speculation of a potential Democratic showdown if President Biden decides not to run for a second term.
Both of them are viable. And then the thing that I would say that Vice President Harris has over Governor Newsom is that she's Vice President Harris. She is one seat removed from the presidency if anything should happen, for example.
Now, earlier on Friday, the vice president touted Oakland's $50 million fund to help support 30,000 children from low-income families. It will provide $1,000 yearly scholarships for students pursuing a college degree or a trade. It also funds $500 college savings accounts. Excitement spread through Levi's Stadium as the 49ers fielded their new squad in a preseason opener. The game included Trey Lance's debut as the team's starting quarterback. KPIX's Betty Yu spoke with the 49er faithful there and from the field, taking it in from the field to the food.
Fans were not disappointed by the energy here at Levi's Stadium for the season opener. For many, it's a family tradition. These fans are proud to be born and raised as Niner faithful.
We were raised 2 blocks away from Candlestick Park. Like for 25 years, we used to sell our garage and our parking spaces to all the Candlestick and all the 49ers fans.
We from the city, San Francisco, and you know, we just got to represent for our home team.
The preseason opener was also about eating game day favorites, sporting your red and gold, and starting them young.
What our tradition started last year, you know, right after, you know, they started letting people back into the games, and we just got addicted to it.
Favorite player?
Nick Bosa.
Favorite thing to eat in the stadium?
Fries.
Go, go, go!
6-year-old Elisha Finley got his chance to get some kid-friendly practice drills in before the gates open. That's when we saw eager fans running to the top of the stairs to get inside Levi's Stadium.
Our first preseason game, we came out, we just wanted to know what Trey Lance looked like, you know what I mean, from the start.
What do you think?
So far, we look great.
We drove an hour and a half just to be here today, and they're very excited because we get to sit close to the field today.
And one of your children is more excited than the others. Tell me why.
He wants to be an NFL player and play for the 49ers when he's older.
Even Packers fans brought their littlest ones to make memories.
What's it like to be in the minority here, loud and proud?
We just keep walking, smiling.
At Levi's Stadium, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
Yeah, and coming up in a few minutes, KPIXY's Charlie Walter has highlights from last night's game. A big push is going on to get kids vaccinated before they head back to school, and those shots are not just for COVID. The state health department estimates about 1 out of 8 kids has fallen behind the normal vaccination schedule against viruses like tetanus and polio, chickenpox, and measles. Now, in many cases, they couldn't get to the doctor during the pandemic.
We are worried about certain parts of the country and certain pockets, even in California, where people have just kind of lumped all the vaccines and all the interventions with COVID together with, well, I don't want anything. Nobody can tell me what to do. And that's a real concern.
In New York City, the polio virus is now turning up in wastewater samples. The virus was considered eliminated here in the U.S. in 1979. And today, for the first time, San Francisco General will have a monkeypox vaccine clinic open on the weekend. The goal is to accommodate people with weekday work hours. The clinic reopened earlier this week after the city received another 10,000 vaccine doses. Its hours today are 8 a.m. to 3:30 this afternoon. A bill to decriminalize psychedelics in California has failed to advance. State Senator Scott Wiener authored the bill. He says the Assembly Appropriations Committee amended it to become just a study. So he says he had no choice but to pull it and to try again next year. Other bills killed in the legislature this week include an attempt to hold social media platforms accountable for addicting children, a bill to recap insulin payments or to cap insulin payments at $35 per month, and a measure to phase out plastic packaging used in online sales, and a bill to increase property tax exemptions for disabled veterans. All of those measures are put in the suspense file, which allows lawmakers to kill legislation without a public vote. A live look at Washington, where Democrats have sent a $400 billion bill to fight climate change and rising health care costs to the president's desk. The Inflation Reduction Act will heavily invest in energy security and climate change proposals, allow Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices, and boost the IRS bankroll for auditing. It also adds a 15% minimum tax on large corporations. No Republicans supported that bill. And while the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office does not expect the bill to help with inflation this year or next, it says it should in later years.